We are recording.
This is a call to order for the Leon County Research and Development Authority Audit Committee meeting, February 28, 2019. Before we get started, let's go around the room and make sure everyone knows everyone. Paul Dean, I'm a member of the Board of Governors for the authority.
Ted Moore, Board of Governors.
Ron Miller, Executive Director of Leon County Research and Development Authority.
Christy Bennett, NAI TALCOR.
Allison Harrell, Thomas L. Ferguson.
Eric Holmes, FSU.
Peggy Bilby, Administrative Coordinator, Innovation Park.
Anna Carr, NAI TALCOR.
Good. Okay, before we get started, does anyone have any modifications to the agenda?
None.
Is there any public comment?
No public.
I'm sure everybody's had a chance to look at the last audit committee meetings. Any concerns there?
No.
So we motion to approve those?
Second.
Second.
So what we're here for is the audit presentation and discussion, and that's where we are right now.
Allison.
Yes. All right. I'm going to start off with the report to those charged with governance, and it's the one that begins two columns halfway down the page. And this is our required communications to the audit committee, and a lot of this is standard language here, but we've completed our audit in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards in the United States, and that was detailed to you in our engagement letter dated August 3rd, 2017. We've discussed with members of this committee, as well as management and the outsourced provider NAI TALCOR, regarding our independence, planning, and two-way communication. On the following page, management has the ultimate responsibility for the adoption of accounting pronouncements and policies. There were no new accounting policies or pronouncements that were adopted during this period. We did not identify any significant or unusual transactions. And, of course, as part of all financial statements, there are certain judgments and accounting estimates. So we've listed here some of the ones that are significant to the authority's financial statements, and those are the allowance for uncollectible accounts, pension liabilities, which we all love, and the allocation of certain expenses to the maintenance and common area maintenance fees. Now, the second page detailing again the amortization of capitalized fees and then also the useful lives used to calculate depreciation.
Okay.
During our audit process, we tested all supporting documentation for those estimates and found them to be reasonable and accurately supported. Audit adjustments you'll see attached as Exhibit A. And really, those are just a few true up for depreciation at the end of the year. Nothing major there. And there are no uncorrected misstatements during the audit, so management posted all adjustments that we brought to their attention. And then we encountered no disagreements with management. We're not aware of any consultations that management had with any other accountants regarding auditing or accounting matters. There is no significant issues that arose from the audit, no significant difficulties, and had we any internal control weaknesses to report, we would include those in our report on internal control over financial reporting and compliance, which is included in the financial statement package. There were none. But we can move on to the financial statements. Also attached, once this is issued final, will be the management's representation letter, which Ron signs and states that he's given us all information, and NAI TALCOR signs that they've given us all information we've asked for during the audit and certain representations about account balances. Is there any questions on that report? So then I'll move on to the audited financial statements. Beginning on page 1 and going through page 3 is our report and our audit opinion, and it's an unmodified opinion, which is the highest level of assurance we can give on a set of audited financial statements. There are a few additional paragraphs to this opinion regarding governmental accounting or governmental auditing standards, and then also required supplementary information that's required by government accounting standards. So those are the only two additional paragraphs. Beginning on page 4 and going through page 7 is management's discussion and analysis, and this is prepared by Ron. And we, while we do not audit this, we do look at it for agreement with all of our audit evidence and agreement to the audited financial statements, that this is prepared by Ron, and if he wants to add any comments to that.
Yeah, most of this is really just me trying to make sure we document sort of the major things that happened, explain some of the changes you'll see in the financials, and I think you'll see most of the stuff we've talked about ad nauseum in strategic planning and other times in board meetings. So I don't know that, I mean, if you want me to go through the financials in more detail, I can do that, but basically, you know about all this stuff.
Yeah. I would hope so.
We have good communications.
Yeah.
Yes.
He communicates.
Beginning on page 8 are the statements of net position, and there's just a couple of fluctuations here from the prior year. The accounts receivable, that was really due to collections that were made during fiscal year 18, and then certain collections that were made on Bing. And then the prepaid expenses and other current assets, it increased from zero to $139,000, and that's the deposit with Leon County for the trail project. Overall, everything else remained fairly consistent. You will see some increases to some of your pension, deferred outflows and deferred inflows and liabilities, but that's also due to the increase of one additional person this year. So overall, your net position of the authority decreased by approximately $200,000 from $8.1 million to $7.9 million. And you'll see that in further detail on page 9. So you'll see here the operating revenues. You did have an increase in the operating revenues, primarily due to the FSU IT and anthropology leases. And so that was in the $855,000. It's slight decrease in the other income, and then your common area maintenance fees remain fairly consistent. You had an increase in the salaries and employee benefits, and that was due to the additional person added during the year, the new position. You did have a higher rate of return on your interest income this year from $51,000 to $70,000, so that helped to decrease the operating loss from $246,000 to $176,000 for the year. There is a prior period adjustment in the 2017 column for $3,188, and that was detailed back in a note. So we'll explain that once we get to the notes of the financial statements. Page 10, the statements of cash flows. Again, I think people call it an intellectual exercise for CPAs, but there is some knowledge to be gained here. You'll see that the net cash provided by operating activities this year was $20,000 compared to used in operating activities of $94,000 in the previous year. Net cash used in capital activities is $128,000 compared to $29,000 last year. And then your net cash provided by investing activities is primarily your interest income. So overall, you had a decrease at your cash and cash equivalents of $37,000 compared to $72,000 in the prior year. So not running through cash as at a higher rate that you were, or you're running through cash at a lower rate than you were in the prior year.
And the majority of that is the capital assets, the $128,000,
right,
which the board decided to invest in restrooms, and
yeah,
part of that's also the amount of the trail expenditure. So. Who knew that restrooms were so important?
And expensive.
And expensive.
Yeah,
yeah,
expensive.
Beginning on page 11 are the notes to the financial statements. Note 1 is the accounting policies, and as I stated before, there were no new accounting policies that were adopted this year, nor were there any statements or pronouncements that were applicable to the authority, so it was quiet on that side. On the bottom of page 14 begins the rest of the notes, and you'll see the ground lease is disclosed there, and that has not changed from the prior year. And beginning on page 15, everyone's favorite footnote is the retirement plan, and that continues. I'm sure you guys have read it with a fine-tooth comb. And that continues on through page, I believe, 26. Yes, through 26. So, yes, 11 pages of footnotes dedicated to the Florida retirement system and the deferred inflows and outflows, which are all calculated by an actuary that is hired by the state of Florida. So we receive, and which is due to the delay in us meeting with you, is we receive that report near the end of January. Ron goes through that report, proposes the entry. They provide a template and all the actuarial input and information to record all of those deferred inflows, outflows, and liabilities. So once we receive that, we test that entry against the information received from the state.
We have attempted to make that process a little more efficient. So we've developed some spreadsheets that this information comes from a variety of different places. Mm-hmm. So we developed a spreadsheet that makes it easier to aggregate that information and then create the entry and pass it on. So hopefully in the future years it won't take quite as long to do. So, and we'll be consistent in our reply. So that's
awesome. And the state has been consistent with their end of January time frame as well. So
yeah,
there's some consistency there.
Well, no, actually that's... 2 years in a row they've been consistent, but that's it.
Yeah, the first year was...
Yeah, third time makes it official. Mm-hmm.
The first year everyone was delayed and requesting extensions for everyone's audit report. So they've come a long way. So.
Yes.
Beginning on page 27 in note 4 are the commitments and contingencies. You'll see at the bottom of this page description regarding the Central Pond Trail project with Leon County and how much was deposited, and that was $184,000 versus $45,000 that was expended during the fiscal year. So the $139,000, which I stated before, is sitting in a deposit. There's a couple of updates to some of the leases just for terms and amounts, and we get all the new lease documents and agree all of those to the new amounts, especially with the new leases with FSUIT and Anthropology. So you have all of that in your operating lease note, which continues through page 29. So you can see the future cash flows to be expected here on the lease documents that are in place. Now, there are a few lease documents that are short-term leases, especially for the admin center here. So you will see those drop off in year 2020 and beyond. The Johnson Building is the only one right now that goes beyond 2023. So total for the 5 years, you are to receive $2.6 million. But that doesn't take into consideration any future leases or any of the short-term leases that may renew past their expiration date. And then at the bottom of page 29 is your capital assets, and you'll see there were some additions, mainly the bathrooms this year, and then also the trailhead project is considered construction in progress there with $62,000. And I think there's still some of the bathrooms left in that as well.
Yes.
On page 30, note 7, the designated net position and cash equivalents, and that's been designated by the board for $1.4 million, and that balance has remained consistent over the past few years since it was designated. And then note 8 and 9 regarding risk management, and then the related parties that mainly involve the Bing transaction there and discussing that. And on the note 10, prior period adjustments, there were two prior period adjustments that were recorded, and that was the net $3,000 in the 2017 category. And those were immaterial for us, but management wanted to record those. So these are management's financial statements, so they were recorded. And they were really to decrease the leave liability and then also adjust the utility liabilities, because as you know, utility bills come at certain times of the month for the previous month, and so making sure that that was all in the right, correct fiscal year. So management recorded those, and we have the net of that on the financial, on the face of the financial statements.
So they had passed on these entries in the past, mm-hmm. and there's two different forms of passed. They did not expect us to make the entry in previously, but because of changes, you know, adding extra staff, we thought that leave liability could eventually become a material item, so we want to make sure we just go ahead and take care of it now while it's not a big deal, so that going forward it's fixed. And the utilities was the same thing. It wasn't a big deal before, but as we increase occupancy in the buildings, it could become a bigger item. So we just thought, let's fix it now and do it right going forward.
Allison, what's the difference between a 3188 and a 3455?
I just looked at that, and I need to check on that.
Which one's that?
The difference between what is in the note 3455 and the 3188. I wonder if that just didn't get updated.
No, it's timing. It's which period we're talking about.
Oh, that's correct. There was a couple hundred dollars. So when we do a prior period adjustment, we actually restate the prior year column for as much as occurred during that fiscal year. And then the net of the 3188 actually occurred in fiscal years prior to 2017.
Okay.
And then beginning on page 31, are again, everyone's favorite schedules with the pension liabilities. And that goes through page 34. And these, again, are information that's given to us by the state of Florida and their actuary. And it is very specific for the authority. So the authority is listed in the actuarial report and numbers. So all of these are given to us by the state. And then beginning on page 35 is our report on internal control over financial reporting and on compliance. And this is where if we had any items to note as far as internal control deficiencies or weaknesses, those would be noted in this report. And we had none. And I'm sure that Christy can attest, and Ron, that we do a thorough job going through and testing all the internal controls, getting an understanding of the processes each year, going through and testing those understandings of the processes to make sure that your internal controls are operating as designed and as intended. So we had no issues there after the testing of your internal control processes. Then on page 37 is a report that is required. Yes, when we issue the final report, you'll see need date on all of these. So once we issue the final report, so we usually wait until it's accepted by this committee, and then we'll date all of the reports. On page 37, this is required by the State of Florida Auditor General to ensure that all local governments and governmental entities are in compliance with the statutory investment guidelines. So this is an additional report that we have to issue to ensure that you guys are in compliance with those investment policies. And then the last report on page 38 is management letter, and this again is a requirement of the State of Florida Auditor General. It requires that we address certain things and certain statutes and rules of the Auditor General to ensure that the authority is in compliance with all of those rules. And so there's no items to note here. It's all standard language. There were no items that the authority was out of compliance with. That is it. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to address them, but a great, clean audit.
Yeah. Great job. Yay. Team effort.
The team.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wonderful. Makes it easy.
You've heard the report from Allison. Is there recommendations?
Mr. Chair, I move approval.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
All in favor? Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
All not in favor? Okay, good. All right, then.
Awesome.
Any new business?
Any new business?
Not that I'm aware of.
A motion to adjourn, Mr. Chair.
You guys are anxious to get out of here, right?
We've done this so long, we're like, ah, here it is.
I told you 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's good. Motion to adjourn.
You're
pretty close.
Yeah.
Good.
She motioned.
Good.
I was like,
good.
There we go.